Todd says hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another podcast of The Bird Chirps. And it's Elijah Hickman and Micah Martin. And that was all kinds of How you doing, buddy? Yeah, it's that kind of explains how more than likely this whole podcast is going to go, honestly.
Yeah.
But, let's see. You just want to jump right into it? Yep. I think we recorded on Tuesday.
And 7:32 on a...
Tuesday
at night? Is this now considered night? It's not dark outside.
It's evening, maybe.
Okay.
It's not morning.
What classifies night?
This is weird.
When is night? When is afternoon? When is evening?
Well, afternoon. Afternoon obviously starts at 12:01.
Yeah, that is true.
P.M. And then I would assume
so of a rhetorical question there.
Oh, okay. I thought you really wanted to break this down. I was like, I mean, we can really break this down from a fundamental standpoint. I just don't know if...
No need. Oh, man. I am still tired from this weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Blake told me that he went to bed. When did we get back? Saturday. So, yeah, he went to bed whenever, like... You know, normal hours Saturday. Like, actually, no, pretty early for him on Saturday. He said he went to bed at like 8 or 9 o'clock, I think is what he said. And then he didn't wake up till like 1:15 on Sunday.
Shoo.
And he woke up from a text from me saying, hey, let's meet to get our suits at 2. And he was like, oh, sweet. I got plenty of time.
Yeah, we didn't. Let's see, I dropped you and Jackson off at, I don't remember what time it was.
It was probably about
3:30. Is that right? 3? Yeah. I think I left your house at like 3, because then I think my ETA home was it 4:45 or 5:45? I think it was 4:45. I think I got home. I dropped Blake off and then got home about 4:45. And luckily... The OG parking spot was there. The Primo parking spot was there.
Right there.
And the rain had kind of chilled out for a little bit. And so I got to just carry two things up the stairs. And then I did absolutely nothing. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess we'll get into Sunday here in a little bit, but...
Yeah.
All right, let's rewind just a tad bit.
Yeah, all the way back to Tuesday, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way back I guess Tuesday.
Weekends like this because it's not like you talk about your weekend and I talk about my weekend. It's like, no, we were literally together the whole time. Like, we both chip in.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to, like, kind of banter back and forth whenever
exactly.
You know, because... Maybe I'm going to miss something and you can fill it in or vice versa. And it's really nice to make sure you get the whole big wide picture.
Yep. So Tuesday, you and Jack had stayed over because we were going on the bachelor trip.
Bam, bam, bam.
It had made a lot more sense for y'all just to stay over.
Yeah, and, since we were leaving from your house.
Yeah, exactly. So y'all two stayed over. We packed everything the night before besides we were picking up Blake on the way out. And he had, like, what, a bag and a sleeping bag kind of deal?
I think so.
Carved out enough room for all that. Got her all loaded up. What movie did y'all watch that night? Pineapple Express.
We started Pineapple Express and then
woke up.
We had, I think, like 30 minutes left of it.
Yeah.
It was, like, right at midnight or 1 or something like that. The Wi-Fi just stopped, and it started, like, loading and stuff, and, like, my Snapchats weren't sending, and I was like, oh, I guess time to go to bed, so I turned the TV off, and then...
Probably both cussing at me, Michael forgot to pay the damn bill again.
Jackson was asleep, and then, And then we were like, okay, wake up at 6. We're leaving at 7. Well, our alarms went off, and we were both just like, all right, this is it. And we gave you like 5 minutes, and you weren't already in there, so we turned it right back on. And then finished the movie, and then you were like, I think the movie ended like 5 minutes maybe after you'd gotten up, and so we were like, all right, yeah, perfect. Got dressed while you were watching the last like 10 minutes. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, the problem is, it's like, yeah, I'll get up, but then I like got fully dressed, and then I came out to let the dogs out, and then I was like, oh, I did this wrong. I should have told them that I was up. That way they started getting up.
Yeah. Because
then I was just like hanging around while y'all were getting ready, but no big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we got on the way.
Yeah.
And it was like primo driving conditions.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty
overcast.
Yeah, pretty much the entire time we were driving.
Little to no wind.
Pretty much all week, or like the whole trip in total. There's a little bit of sunshine here, stuff like that, but for the most part, it was pretty much just solid overcast and not cold, but not hot.
Yeah, no, not too much wind or anything, headwind, or I mean, tailwind would have been nice, but.
Sure.
I'd rather no wind over
anything else. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we saw the employees protesting at the Coors facility in Fort Worth. That was fun.
At the beer factory.
Dude, I saw a thing on the news the other night. Said they'd been out there for over a month. Like, they'd been continuously protesting for a month now.
We were all saying that, like, that's fine, I'll go on strike, but, like, don't show up to work just to not get paid, bro.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the whole strike thing or whatever.
I don't either.
I don't know. Not my dog. I don't got a dog in the race or whatever that saying is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the plan was this, we were going to stop. We left Denton. We were going to stop in probably Waco and then Austin for lunch and then San Antonio and then get all the way down to Benavides. Just, you know, kind of didn't really have a huge rush or anything, and so we were just kind of going to bounce our way down there. Well, we're coming into Waco, and nobody really had to pee or anything, so we're like, okay. We're coming into Austin, and nobody was even hungry. So we're like, yeah, okay. I just kept rolling.
Yeah.
And we get – do what?
By the time we got through Austin, I was like
– yeah, maybe I am a little hungry. Yeah.
I was like, whatever Mexican food restaurant that is on the border, Casa Rio. I was like, yeah, that sounds really good right now. And I was like, this is actually perfect timing. So I was like, Casa Rio. Perfect. We're going.
Yeah. So we stopped in like downtown San Antonio
on the river.
Yeah. And so keep in mind, like I'm driving, you know, I mean, it's like a full size truck with a, like a cargo rack on the back. That's got a 165 or something like that?
Yeah, it's a 165.
Yeah, on the back of the truck. And I'm going, if you know where Casa Rio is, like, it's the parking garage right next to it. And so it's literally just a corkscrew all the way up. I think we parked on 6, right?
We parked on the top floor.
Yeah, and then luckily we got lucky on a parking spot, and it was, like, was over a sidewalk, I guess, but it was kind of where, like, nobody was going to be walking there. And so, like, we didn't stick out too super bad or anything like that. And then, but coming down, it was still a little spooky. But we went ahead and got in line at the restaurant and had probably 30 minutes to kill. And so we walked, like, a block and a half, two blocks, something like that, over to the Alamo. That was fun. Just kind of walked around the Alamo. Hadn't been there in a long time.
Yeah, I've been there since I was a kid, since I went to San Antonio or to the Alamo last.
Yeah. And during lunch, the food was really good. You caught a pigeon.
I did. I forgot about that.
So there's all these
That's
pigeons just kind of floating around and stuff.
funny.
And I guess we just kind of got in on the back end of the lunch rush because, like, you're super busy when we got there, but by the time we were done, like, I think there was two
There's,
tables on one side of us that were empty. And
yeah.
so, like, the pigeons were swooping in and trying to
Steal
eat
a
crumbs
chip.
and stuff. And the whole time we'd been trying to, like, catch a pigeon or a dove or a duck or something, whatever. And literally, as, like, we're all standing up from the table, and Micah just grabs this pigeon and he gets it.
I got it
And
by the tail feathers.
yeah. Oh, I thought you
Yeah,
had it by the feet.
I barely got it.
And then you were just like, oh, now what do I do
I
with
was
it?
like, I was like, oh my gosh, I caught one. I have
Yeah.
no clue what to do at this point. And I was like, just let it go. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I did it. I don't know what you want me to do with it after I
Right.
caught it.
Yeah,
Oh.
it's like, now what? But yeah, we just let him go, or you did. And then that was a good mark to go ahead and leave on.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that's our cue before we get kicked out of here for messing with the wildlife.
Yeah, for sure. We went ahead and just kept on trucking. I don't even know where we turned. We got, like, outside, like, the suburbs of San Antonio. And then we were basically going to turn and have just about nothing for the next, like, 2.5 hours or something. And so I was like, we should probably go ahead and fill up. Went ahead and
Yeah.
filled up and, got some drinks so we didn't
Snacks and
get parched.
drinks and
Yeah.
yeah.
Snacks and stuff, and then just kept on trucking and went through Freer and all that jazz and made it out to the ranch. So, we pulled it up. We pulled up to the ranch. At first, I pulled up into the wrong thing just because that's where the address took me.
Yeah.
Which is because, I mean, that's just because I had pinned the wrong property on Onyx. So we pull up to the correct ranch, and you hop out to get the gate. And I just, like, Blake and Jackson are in the truck, and I'm just like, watch this. And I just put the truck in reverse, and I just get back on the road, and I just drive, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile down there, like, just kind of up and over that hill, and then pull in another, like, entryway. And I sit there for like 2 or 3 minutes. I just kind of sit there, and I'm just like, ah, you'll be fine. And so we come back, and of course you'd shut the freaking gate behind you. So I was like, all
I
right, Jackson, your turn.
wasn't gonna let y'all get away with all
And
that.
so Jackson gets out, he opens the gate, I pulled through, shuts in everything, gets back in, and it's like this driveway, and it's pretty clear from the driveway, probably, I don't know, 20, 50 feet, something like that on each side of it, and then it's just mesquites and stuff. It's real thick. Well, so as we're driving down the driveway, Micah just comes running out of the brush. And so we're all laughing and stuff, and he you go to grab the door handle, and when you do, I just, like, pull the truck forward. Well, in your genius of ideas, you decide to jump on the bed of the truck, 'cause I have a bed cover on it, and so he just decides to jump on the bed. Well, later we
Well,
found
here's
out.
my thought process behind that was that I was like, all right, these guys have already left me once. Who's to say they're gonna leave me again? I know there's exotic animals out here. I know buffaloes are out here, and I know that those things are mean. I was like, I ain't getting trampled by a buffalo this weekend. That is for sure. So I thought you were like hightailing to the house and was like, oh, he'll figure it out kind of deal.
By
So
the
I was like, I'm not having any of
I
that.
had already, like, I was coming to a stop again when you jumped on the truck. And but I understand. But so come to find out later on, when you did that, with both knees, you'd put dents in the side of the bed of my
Little dent in
truck.
there.
That's pretty
I think it was
big.
my nuts.
But we didn't know about that for a while, and then
Yeah, we didn't.
so we get
Could you
to
not
the
reach up in the wheel well?
I mean, I know there's a fender, like, well, like a guard there, whatever. I might be able to. But so we get up into the lodge, and we're just hanging out, and like I haven't even put the truck in park good, and I look up, and Mike is already in the pond.
In the pond. I was taking a swim.
You was taking a swim too. I'm sure it did, but yeah, one of them. And then you just smelled nasty.
Oh, I was peeled those clothes very fast.
Oh yeah, I've got a video of you on my phone. It's the four of us just sitting outside on the porch, and you're just wet in your underwear holding that cat that was running around.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we kind of got some stuff unloaded, and you were like, I'm going to go take a nap. I'm like, okay, well, you go to take a nap, and you'd been, you know, basically unconscious for like 45, or for like probably 30 minutes at this point. So we drive. We're like, all right, let's go get, let's run to town and get Domino's or whatever. So we run to town, get some Domino's. We bought Sharpies to mark on your face and then just didn't ever do it.
And I have no Sharpies.
Oh, good. And then we were like, oh, well, look, they're the next town over, like 15, 20 minutes away, there's a bar. Let's go grab a drink there. Well, we get there. It's not a bar. It's a restaurant that, like, has ice cream or something. I don't know. And so he asked the girl, and she's like, no, you're going to have to go over. Alice? Is that where we had to go? That Mexican place? I don't remember. It's like, it was like two town. It was like 45 minutes away from the lodge.
Yeah.
And so we get there. It's like this Mexican restaurant. We get there. We're like, oh, let's grab a couple margs and a snack. So we do that. And then we get back to the lodge and you're still asleep. I was like, oh my gosh. And so we all just kind of hang out and stuff. And there's a little bit of a, like, I just don't remember anything significant happening from then to the time I walked out to pee. Did anything? Oh, we played dominoes.
Yeah.
That's what y'all, you and Blake are really good at 42, and y'all were teaching me and Jackson how to play 42 dominoes this weekend. And so we played a couple rounds of dominoes and stuff, and we went ahead. Y'all made burgers and stuff like that. So I guess quite a bit did happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once it was dark, am I missing something?
No, yeah, we were hanging around.
Yeah.
A lot. We'd made dinner.
I mean, it was dark. We were just chilling.
Hung out. At this point, we were back to, like, I think we had played another round of dominoes after dinner.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it's like 9:30.
Yeah, I think I just, yeah.
9:30, 10.
Yeah. I think I'd already put, like, my sleeping bag out and stuff like that. And then I was literally walking outside just to take a piss off the
porch.
And you and Blake are standing, like, off the porch on my left. And Jackson's sitting somewhere around there. And, like, I just walk out to the corner of the porch and y'all are like, hey, somebody's pulling up. Hey, there's a truck. Hey, somebody's coming. Blah, blah, something, something, something. And, like, I'm just not registering it. And then finally you're like, hey, dude, there's a truck pulling up with people. And I was like, oh, I should probably put my dick away. And so, which I actually did right in the nick of time. But, so, you know, we all thought, okay, probably the guides are going to come kind of give us a scoop and everything, whatever. Nope. There's five from Georgia.
Yep. Very, very, very surprised. No one had... I mean, Jackson was never told. I was never told. Blake was never told. You were never told, obviously. And I guess they weren't told until they landed at the airport and was like, hey, we're actually going to be a bit longer than expected. And they were like, okay, yeah, the other group will be there. And they were like, okay, yeah, no biggie kind of deal. And
yeah. Well,
yeah, it was a little weird. I figured if you have, like, I understand the lodge is big and you can hold a lot of people. But, like,
maybe let the people know.
Maybe let the people know that there's going to be some random people staying with them.
Right. Well, and, like, that's the thing is, like, that bunk room, it had 16 beds. So, like, you can fit a lot of people in there. But because we thought we were the only ones there,
We spread out.
we had our, like, our stuff was, like, I took a bunk bed. I was sleeping on the top, and I had my stuff on the bottom bunk.
Yeah.
If I had known other people were coming, I probably might not have done that,
Probably
or maybe
wouldn't
somebody
have
would
taken
have.
a bunk.
Right. And so it's
Yeah.
like, and like, Jackson was in one corner, you were in the other, complete opposites corners and stuff. Like,
Right.
I mean, we took beds in that room, like, if we'd known people were going to be there and whatever, that look
Yeah.
it, I'm sure it looked bad, but whatever.
Luckily, they were cool. They were on a bachelor trip as well.
Yeah.
They were all a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
More so Blake's age.
They're all super cool
But
guys, though.
yeah, they were all pretty cool. So
Yeah.
no complaints on their end. Just think it's
No.
a little weird rolling up
Yeah, for
to the
sure.
ranch and not having it by yourself. I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
Like every time that I've ever gone and hunted somewhere and stayed somewhere, it's either one thing where you know, like, hey, you're renting the lodge, but it's a split group with ducks, because they've got to run 10 guys to make their money's worth, which I totally understand that. But that's all
Right.
set up front. I mean, I've never had a waterfowl guide. It's like, okay, yeah, sounds good. And then I get there, and it's like, oh yeah, no, we're hunting with 20 dudes today, and you only have four, so.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that has ever happened. But even on like game ranches and stuff, like even when I was a little kid, I remember going to some in South Texas, and we were doing like discount hunt. I mean, same thing, discount hunts, but just definitely had the place to ourselves.
Yeah.
I remember the one hunt that my dad booked. It was like yeah, it was so it was two Axis does and two pigs a piece, and then he paid like $50 for the rest of the family to lodge, and then we all kind of just split up the kills and stuff like that. And that was one of the nicest places I've ever been to. I cannot find it for the life of me. But super nice place, had it all to ourselves, and that's what we were thinking, is like, what if somebody comes rolling up in there for a family outing, they have no clue, and then
Yeah,
boom,
or I mean,
five other random dudes are here.
yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you made the good point of, like, what if it was like, okay, so there's four
Me,
people. What if it
yeah,
was like me and you and Sarah and Maddie? Like, what
and
if it was like the
y'all.
four of us, or like, maybe it's two dads and like their sons or
Like
something like that. Like,
little kids, yeah,
yeah.
like
I
you
mean,
just
there's.
feel.
As far as like the miscommunication going and stuff, like the setup that it was, where it was like nine grown dudes, it was pretty much best case scenario. There
Yeah.
was no women or children involved, and so like that, which would have just made it way more uncomfortable.
Awkward, and yeah.
Yeah. Or
And
like,
it's like a hoop to jump through because you don't want to offend anybody. And
yeah, and it's not like, I mean, now,
it's like, just as much as you don't want me to see your wife accidentally naked, I don't want to see your wife accidentally naked. Like, I do not, that is something I do not want to see. And so it's like everybody's stepping on eggshells. And yeah, you figured that it would just like have been a, oh, hey, heads up.
Yeah. And I mean, again, like, it's, those guys are super cool, but they could have very well not have been. And like,
Yeah.
going into the situation, we didn't know if they were cool or not. Like,
Right.
they could have been
We just
some
got dealt
real
a
weirdos.
really lucky hand.
Yeah, we got very lucky for what we had.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and I mean, it could have been worse than it was in general. Like, we, well, for instance, we could have, like, the three of us could have been in town, and you could have been in there sleeping. No,
Yeah,
it
and then
doesn't
they
look like there's
roll
anybody there, and they just roll up and you're passed out or whatever, or we're all asleep and we just hear
Yeah, I mean,
noises
they
and
were
we're like,
coming in late and we had no clue.
yeah, and we're like,
We
what's
could.
going on? I mean, that could have turned really bad really fast. Like, really, really fast.
I had made a comment to them as a whole, and I was like, I'm just glad I wasn't sleeping, because I sleep with my pistol right next to me, and if a bunch of random dudes would have walked in,
Yeah.
I'd have had some questions if I'm mid sleep, not
Yep.
thinking.
Right.
I'd have pulled the pistol and said, whoa, 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 what is going on
Yeah,
here?
that, yeah.
It could have got Western.
Real
But
fast.
I'd never pull the trigger unless I know that you're threatening me and I know exactly what I'm doing, but
But still, how do you think they how do you think they would, you know, like they're like, oh, okay, well,
yeah.
there's gonna be some guys here, whatever, walk in the room, flip the light on, and just, you know, they get a gun pulled on them. It's like,
Yeah.
what's going on? And it's just like, hey, where are the guys bunking? It's like,
And
what are you talking
then it's
about?
off to a
And we
bad
still
foot
don't
right
know that they're
there.
coming. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a huge that was pretty unprofessional, but
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt. But so fast forward next morning, we get up, and another thing that was a little weird was like the guards were like, "Oh yeah, we'll be there at 8." I was just like, "Oh, this is weird." But going into it, I was expecting and I had the mindset of like this is a go ride around on a buggy and shoot something. This isn't a hunt. You can't look at it as a hunt. It's like you're going to shoot something. Get a little meat if you want the meat. Donate it if you don't. Take the hide if you do. If you don't, perfect. Just cut the head off. And it's wall art. That's what you're paying for at this point.
Well, I mean, because like on the website and stuff, it says, you know, it's a safari style hunt. And so I figured it was going to be a little more spot and stocky. But I, and especially with like talking to you and stuff, and like we've gone on an exotic hunt before, and so like a little bit of you know, a little bit of previous
Yeah, the
knowledge, like
exotic hunt that we went on, like at least the animals were scared of us.
yeah, well,
You
I'll get into that, but yeah,
know,
I
like
mean,
the, here I felt like we could have walked up and tugged its nuts and it'd been like, "Oh, hey, what's up, bud?"
oh yeah, 100%. And I mean, that's the thing was, you know, so there was four of us, five of them. One of them was gonna go, he was after something very specific, and they were like, your best chance is gonna go sit on this water hole, like go sit in the blind and then just sit there and sit
The
there and sit there.
entire day.
And then two of their guys weren't hunting, and so they we had four and they had two. And so in these five seater side by or six seater side by sides, I guess, it just worked better because the we had two guys, and one of them was like, well, instead of all four of y'all cramming in there with the other guide, y'all, like one of y'all just jump in with me. And then once we're done kind of riding around for a minute, then we'll, like, y'all hook back up. Well, so the one guide had a, what do you want to call that? A corn feeder? Like a
Yeah, it was one of those feeders that
cedar?
you strap onto like a ranch hand and you can run a remote into the cab, but it's a little easier on
It's like a cedar, basically.
them. Yeah.
Like a food plot planter almost. But so he
I see
had.
them advertised for deer car. Like they have them at Bucky's.
But yeah, so the one guide had that on the front of his side by side. And we'd basically just go to this spot and he'd do a couple circles and throw out some corn and then we'd go to another spot. Well, we hadn't even got to the last spot yet. And we're coming down the road and we're in the back. And there's a group of sheep on the left, and so we, or like right off the road, and so we stop, and you know he's like, hey, y'all want to look at these, you know, see if there's any of these you want to shoot, whatever, blah blah blah. Well, Mike ends up shooting one, and Blake wasn't even there, and it, you know, it wasn't necessarily their fault, but at the same time, it was like they didn't, and I mean, even like the entire time that we were with the guys and stuff, they honestly didn't know who was in whose group. Which was just a little, again, just a little unprofessional, but well,
Yeah,
I'll go ahead and
and
let you.
that, yeah, that's another thing. It's like, after they had made that, after I think Blake or the other guy had made that comment, I just didn't even think anything about it. Like,
On what aspect?
I didn't think about like, oh, Blake's not here, we should wait, kind of
Yeah.
deal. Or like
Well,
if it would have been you, I wouldn't have thought, oh, let's wait, you know, hold on a second. I want everybody to be here 'cause
And that's what I was telling Sarah the other night. I was like, if it would have been me or Jackson, or you know, like if it would have been me or Jackson or whatever, and Blake wasn't there for ours, then it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But it's like you're the nucleus in this situation. So it's like for one of the guys not to be able to be there to watch you do yours, then like that's pretty unfortunate.
That most definitely. But
And looking back on it, if I had known, Because, I mean, yeah. we'd only been in the side-by-side for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If I'd known what I know now and, like, how things were going to play out, we would have just been like, nah, we'll just wait until they're done and they come back.
Yeah.
Because there was really no reason for us not to, except for there was an opportunity to do it now, and it was a really good opportunity.
Yeah.
Given real hunting situations. Yeah. But, like, yeah. like, I mean, I made the comment when we pulled up on them because they were – I don't know, probably 20 yards from us at one point. And I was like, do I get it for free if I can throw a rope around its neck? Yeah. And he kind of chuckled and stuff. And I was like, I mean, I guess that was kind of a joke. Well, I just thought they were maybe distracted by the corn or whatever the deal was. No, they just don't care.
Yeah, these ones just didn't care.
But I'll let you tell the story of shooting yours.
Yeah, so we roll up on them and... They end up doing a couple passes, like, near them, but not really near them kind of deal with the corn. And then they head out. And our guide, like, all the while is like, that's a good ram right there. You know, I don't think somebody shouldn't miss this opportunity. And I'm like, well, like, I guess. And then he's like, the guide was like, I think I mistagged that one. Like, he doesn't have a tag, but he should be, like, a $900 ram. And the tagging situation was like, there was three or four different colors and each had their own price tag. But then a no tag was like the discount rams, which kind of what we were after.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I mean, if you say he's great and you mistagged him, I was like, I think I should hop on this yeah. train. And so that's why I ended up pulling the trigger. Now I had made sure before I shot that the other buggy was way out of the way because I was like, no, I'm not shooting. I don't know where that road goes. And he was like, no, I promise you're good.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
And then they did come back and he was like, no, wait a minute. Like, let him get around this corner and stuff. And then you went ahead and shot.
And then the way I was shooting, I was kind of shooting like downhill at him and there was this big berm behind him. So I was like, I know even if my shot does go straight through, I'm hitting that berm. And so
yeah.
I was super careful about all that, but I had smoke pulled that thing and it ended up I blew his shoulders out with that 243 and it took like two steps forward and then spun around and two more steps. And it was just like, I can't go anywhere else. And it just fell right over.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was super happy about that ram only having to pay. I think I shot, if we were to measure all of our rams, maybe besides yours, cause yours is a four horn, but like even Blake's, I think mine was a little bigger than Blake's.
Horn wise. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hornage. I think I got you beat on the hornage.
Yeah.
But just on the net inches, but that's because I have two more of them. which is also a funny story.
And then I paid y'all had split the least amount.
Which is super like, ironic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think yours and Jackson's cost the same amount. Or did Jackson's cost the same as mine?
No, Jackson was a 95 as well, 395.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Dang.
Jackson's in love with that little animal, though.
That's good. Dude, that thing's sick.
It was pretty cool.
That thing is pretty sick. It's do you remember what kind of...
It's a Catalina.
A Catalina goat. Nice.
Yeah, but it's like, it's got this like white, big white beard. And it's like pretty thin, like long hair.
Yeah.
It'll look good. I dropped him off today at the taxidermist, both his and Blake's. They wanted him shouldered. So I went ahead and I work in Gainesville, which is a only about 25 minutes from the taxidermist, so instead of making an hour drive, I just made the 20-minute drive after work.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Dropped him off for him.
Yeah, his is sweet.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, the two guys that were from Georgia that they were on the sheep hunt with us,
yeah.
Kind of, they were both looking at more of like, you know, trophies.
Trophy, yeah.
And literally you shot yours and took a couple pictures and threw it in the side by side. And then we literally drove up this hill and The other guys were sitting there on a tripod and just kind of waiting for a shot, you know, because they're on a big, you know, there's six or seven of them in a group, and they're just waiting until they move in a certain way and so they can get a good clean shot. And we waited and waited and waited, and then finally pulled the trigger and it dropped, and we pulled up there and the sheep hung out. And then Jackson got out and threw your gun up there.
Yeah.
And
if my gun didn't have like the ability to record through it, I'd be very concerned about the zero of my rifle. But
no kidding.
Sorry, I forgot to mention this. One more thing. Backtrack to mine. The reason it didn't have a tag is the daggum thing has like ears chewed off or something.
Yeah.
It didn't have any ears.
Which was super weird.
Weird. I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what was up with that. That was definitely odd.
There wasn't like any, I checked it out. There wasn't any like scarring or anything like that. It was just like, dude, they're like not here.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
I don't know. I mean, it could have just technically been born without them or something. I don't know. Guess. It could have been so old that there was no scarring kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
I don't.
That too. But back to Jackson's. Yeah, Jackson threw the rifle up there, and full disclaimer, he hadn't shot something since I took him duck hunting. I think that was like 3.5-4 years ago.
Checks
out. Three or four seasons ago.
Yeah, that definitely checks out.
And that was a shotgun shooting at ducks, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's a lot different.
I think he said he probably hasn't shot a rifle in probably
10 years?
Probably close to 10 years is what he was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less, but it's been a long time.
Which, like, if I would have known, if I would have thought about that and, like, or if he would have said, hey, I haven't shot a rifle, like, do you mind if I meet? I mean, I'd have drove up and met him in Marietta, which is probably about only an hour and a half from him and 45 minutes to an hour from me. It's more or less halfway kind of deal. Like, and we could have met for 30 minutes and just sent 20 rounds downrange if you wanted to get comfortable.
Well, I mean, that, but also, like, if we had known at any point before he was literally behind the scope, they had, like, a nice shooting bench and stuff there at the lodge that Blake, you know, he's like, I always shoot, whatever. And so he took maybe three shots and was like, oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he just went ahead and took him. But, like, if we had known that, then we could have thrown Jackson on there. But, I mean,
right.
You know, one of the – I think partially was just not being super comfortable behind the trigger. But the other part of it was just, like, buck fever. I think that's what it was. Because it wasn't one of those things where he, like –
He wasn't, like, nervous to shoot the gun.
Right. And I think it was just lack of confidence and just buck fever, essentially.
Ram fever. That boy was shaking. If he had beans in his pocket, they was flying out.
Oh, my gosh. You know that minute to win it game where you have, like, the empty tissue box full of ping pong balls and strapped to your butt?
Yeah, and you need to shake
them
out.
You have to, like, twerk them out or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He would have smoked that game.
He'd have won that game.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. Like, just watch it. Because, like, I'm standing over his shoulder kind of looking down the side of the gun and stuff, and I'm videoing, and I can see him, like, with my eyes. Like, he looks like he's vibrating. He's shaking so, like, quick and jerky. And I'm like, I don't know how many times, probably 4 or 5 times throughout the day, I was like, Jackson, I was like, step off, step back. And I was like, just nothing. Just nothing was doing it. And I was like, my gosh.
Ended up, so he missed one there, and then he missed another, and I think he missed another. He ended up missing like 3 or 4 shots.
It was three.
Three?
Three on three different animals. Well, he missed one. The first one he shot at twice.
Twice.
And then they ran off. And then he missed that white sheep, and then he shot that goat.
And then I was finally like, hey, so we got to switch guns. And we switched to Blake's because Blake is a heavier rifle. It probably weighs like
9 maybe pounds.
pound or so more than mine, something heavy. Like that. But the trigger on it is real light.
Yeah.
And when I asked him for it, he was like, he's like starting to give me specs on the trigger. I was like, dude, I we're past that point. Like, yeah, for me
He's like,
that
oh, it's a
matters.
two-stage
For
bada da da da.
me that matters, but not him, man. I was just
Yeah.
like, it doesn't matter that all that matters is that it's lighter.
Yeah. Well, it was also funny because the so after he shot the third time with your gun, which was at a different location. So he'd shot two, and then we ended up moving and then finding a different group and stuff. And he missed again. And
We made that boy smoke a cigarette, didn't
yeah,
we? Like,
the
calm
guide was
down.
like, "Do you smoke?" And he was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Smoke a cigarette." And he was like, he kind of, and Jackson kind of chuckled. And he was like, "No." He's like,
Like,
I'm
no.
being for real." He's like, "You'd be surprised." He's like, "I honestly do actually see this a decent amount, and it works." Well, he smoked a cigarette, and then he smoked it. So I was so happy for him whenever he hit it, and that thing just took a nosedive. I was like, "Let's go!" Plus, I was excited that I didn't have to watch this train wreck anymore. Cause like I felt bad for him, especially. Well, that was the other thing. On top of just not having a lot of confidence behind the gun, you know, haven't really shot one in a long time. It just everything combined. His first two shots were in front of me, you, Blake, both guides, and both
And then
guys from
two
Georgia.
other randos. Yeah,
Every
that's.
like the entire basically the entire camp was there, and we're just sitting there watching. And then after the second, I think it was after the second miss, they basically started like heckling him. And I was like, "Hey man, leave him alone." But I was super pumped for him, and it's a really good goat.
Yeah, I'm
So
glad that other guy in the other group had to shoot his ram, what, three times to kill it? He shot three or four times to kill it, so
Well,
I was like,
he completely
whew.
missed the first. Well, he didn't technically completely miss. It was facing us, and he split its the sheep's right shoulder open, like nicked it so little it just split it open. That's all that happened. And then shot it in like the middle of the body, and then we ended up having to go and finish it up. But yeah, so you and Jackson shot yours, that one guy shot his, and then we went the one that just dropped his right where Jackson took his first shots. And then we went back and we drove around for a little bit, and then we just went back to the ranch, or not to
Got
the
back to
ranch,
the lodge.
the lodge, and it was like 11:30 or something. And they're like, "All right, we'll be back at like 4." What? You're just gonna leave us for like 4 or 5 hours, 4 and a half, 5 hours, whatever? Okay. So I was like, "Now what do we do?" So we like ate lunch, played some dominoes, and then everybody was just kind of like, and then at that point, I was like, "All right, let's go," because it's like, I know it's not one of those things where it's like, "Well, we probably need to let, you know, they're not gonna come in until 30 minutes before daylight, blah blah blah." It's like we can go, just get this over with, but. We took a nap. I fell asleep watching golf on the couch, and at some point the remote has fa had found its way underneath me, and so I wake up to like an infomercial about coins and like gold coins and weird whatever. It's like one of those things that you wake up at
The
like,
Buffalo Nickel.
well, yeah, but it's like one of those things that you like you'd wake up you know, when you were like younger and stuff at like
Staying at a
three
friend's
thirty in
house at like,
yeah, 3:30 in the
2 a.m.
morning, you just randomly wake up and you're like it just feels like a fever dream, and this guy's like, "This is one of the rarest nickels in the world," and you're like, "Oh my gosh, for $17 million I can buy that nickel? That's crazy." And then you just fall back asleep. But I kind of put timestamps on it, and that coin commercial was on for like an hour and a half. But I couldn't, I tried to change the channel. I couldn't find the golf. So I was like, whatever. Yeah. And then we went back out, and the one, me and Blake had a pretty good idea the one he was going to shoot. I was pretty sure I was going to actually shoot the one that Jackson had missed earlier, which was very similar to one that you shot. And then the other guy in the group, he knew exactly which one he was going to shoot. Like he had it basically, you know, called dibs on it like a week before. And so we were looking for that, and just kind of keeping our eye out and stuff. And well, oh, well, the guy shot his Zebu, and so he swung by there, saw a Zebu. That was cool. And then We pulled through the gate, and he, you make a comment about, like, look, they're going to be sitting right here by this pond. And the guy was like, nah, they're not going to be.
And yeah, then, he said it's not that easy. I said, oh, no, it's the middle of the day. They're rams.
Yeah.
It is that easy.
And there wasn't even water there. They were just in the shade.
Yeah, but, right where they were, yeah.
Yeah, and so we pull up, and the big one, the named one that the other guy wanted to shoot was right there. And so they're like, okay, they were like, well, we'll stop here and go ahead and call them and, like, have them come over and shoot this thing and blah, blah, blah. And so he basically, like, we had probably, like, 10 minutes between the time we first stopped and the time that he got over there and stuff. And so we were just kind of talking. And Blake made a deal with the guide about the one that he shot. And the guide made a comment about the one I shot and stuff. And basically made a deal on both of them. And so mine, he was just like, he was like, honestly, he was like, if you shoot yours right now, he's like, I'll give it to you for this much less or whatever. And Blake was like, mm-hmm. All right. And then I was pretty certain I was going to go ahead and shoot that four horn because he was like, well, it only has three horns. So I'll make you a deal on it for blank amount less. If you, you know, if you shoot it, like, you know, it's got three horns. It's not even a four horn. Like, and you know me, I'm always kind of a quirky guy. And so, like, that's pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, like, we get up there and stuff. And, well, so the guy gets up there and he shoots his in the shoulder, kind of. And then they kind of chase it and shoot it in the woods again. And then and then they come out, like, kind of on the backside of these trees. And so we drive around. And there's five sheep. And they're, I don't know, they're basically in this, not pen, but they're basically pinned in by these trees. There's kind of this little nook. And the first guy takes his shot. So he puts his third round in this ram. Yeah, finally drops it. And then they're still standing there. And so right before Blake shot his, I went over and asked the guide. I was like, you said this price for the four horn, right? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to shoot it. And then Blake made his shot at probably 45 yards. Smoked it. Well, mine was still standing there. So I was like, all right. So I shot mine at like 30 yards. And it's kind of funny. So that, looking back on it, I should have waited for a little bit better shot. It didn't matter. But he was quartering so far away from me that to, like, the angle I took, I got into his belly a little bit, for sure. And in the video that you took is really funny because, like, you know, I pull a trigger and I hit him, and I, you know, pull the round out and everything, and like, I catch the shell with my fingers, and, like, I'm trying to push the ones back down to the mag so I can just put the bolt over top of it. And you're like, go ahead and shoot him again. I was like, dude, that ram just got, that 50-pound ram got shot with a 300 Win Mag at like 31 yards. It's not going anywhere. I was like, I could have shot it straight through the hips and it just still wouldn't have gone anywhere because it would, you know.
My mind, every time I shoot something, always goes to a follow-up shot. It's not dead until I'm, like, over there messing with it, and I know it's dead kind of deal. So that's what, if you watch back to the video that Jackson took of me, I shot that one, racked one, and I got back in my scope again and just, like, watched him for, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And that's just where my mind goes every single time. So it, like, it stresses me out when I see you, you know, pull the trigger and then start messing with stuff. I'm like, ah, what the heck? What are you doing?
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't
know. Also, when it's like a quarter and two shot, I'm like, shoot him again.
Yeah. And, no, mine was quartering away really far.
Oh, what? So you shot it in the butt?
No, I shot it like in the ribs and then it came out
the chest?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I meant, my butt.
Yeah. But yeah, it was super quartering away. Like, it was almost like directly away from me, but got it done. But yeah, so we, you know, thought it was a three horn or whatever. So I get up there, lo and behold, It is a four horn. Just two of them are basically grown together.
Together, which is pretty sweet.
It is pretty cool. But that's the one that they'd been calling the unicorn, because that's exactly what it looked like. Because it's got the one off the one side, and the one upright, like the right side of his head, I think. Yeah, the right side of his head is how it's supposed to be. And the left side, the one on the side's pretty right, but then the one that's supposed to come out of the top just kind of follows the one on the side, which is weird. But
yeah, we'll have to see how, I'll have to ask Victor, because Maddie's stepdad's doing both of our Euros.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what the bone inside of it looks like. I'm curious to see how he manages that.
Yeah, because, I mean, normally, like, I guess with, like, a ram, you would just take the caps off and not have to worry about anything, and then just slide them back on there and glue them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't even know if he'll be able to get those off.
That's what, I don't know.
I mean, I guess if he can't, then it's, you know, you just kind of treat it more like a deer skull, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's Victor's problem at this point.
Nachos.
Yeah, and then so from there, well, in the just kind of the midst of everything, we ended up switching side by sides. And so as soon as we,
for some unknown reason,
yeah, honestly, I'm not entirely sure why that happened. But we ended up in their side by side, which at this point the two guys that weren't hunting were also with them. And so on the way back to the house, or back to the lodge, I was like, heck yeah, let's go grab a, like, I'm down, let's go get a beer, whatever I said, something about a beer. And you just reach, like, behind you, and you go, your wish is my command, and pull out this Dos Equis out of a six-pack, and it's still got, like, the
cold Dos Equis that's been riding around in a buggy for the last hour.
Oh, my gosh, that thing was rough. but it still tasted like victory. Oh my gosh, we've been cooking this podcast for almost an hour and we talked about nothing. But so yeah, we get back and go ahead and fry up fish and or no, we did that afterwards. We went ahead and took pictures and made sure that we went ahead and watched the guides, like, clean everything, because Blake was, you know, wanted to make sure they caped his out and not just Euro'd it and stuff like that. Yeah, and then we just, you know, had some beers and stuff and played dominoes, and Blake fried fish and fries and hush puppies. And who caught those fish? Was that Miles?
Yeah, Miles and Clayton.
Shout out them boys. Those are good.
They were good.
Yeah.
Good for white bass, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They were really clean. Yeah, and then we pretty much just kept just sitting around and booling and talking and, you know, smoke a cigar or two, I think, and...
Yeah, back to the dominoes.
More doms and just the fattest of chills that we've pulled in a long time. Just absolutely nothing to do and all day to do it.
Yep.
And it was awesome. It was so fun.
Shoot, all night to do it too. I don't think we went to bed till 1:30 that night.
Yeah. Which, so they as we were, you know, we got settled up with the guides and everything, because it's like, you know, we booked this hunt, but if we end up shooting something more or less or whatever, then you just, you know, pay your remainder balance.
Yeah.
And we were getting settled up, and after all the money and stuff was put away, we made it very clear to him that, hey, you know, they turned out to be very cool guys, but we weren't told and everything, and like, that's pretty messed up and everything. And like, you know, he was a little apologetic at first and then kind of got semi standoffish and whatever. But, you know, in all fairness, like, he's not the one doing the booking. He's like, hey, man.
In all fairness, he just shows up and gets told how many guys he has.
Yeah.
And he has no clue about it. No. I mean,
I mean, he's handling like the day-to-day stuff. He's or like the, you know, boots on the ground work. He's not he's not in charge of who's doing this, who's doing that. He just knows who shot what and stuff like that.
And how much they cost.
Right. Exactly. But we just kind of wanted to put a word in and stuff. And then he goes to inform us that, so this was Thursday night or Thursday afternoon. So he goes to inform us that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's going to be about 27 to 30 people there. Something like that. Crap load of people. And we're like, oh, okay. Thanks for the heads up. And he said they'll, he was like, a bunch of them will be getting here like in the morning, right about the time y'all leave. And we're like, okay, awesome. We'll try to make sure to get out of here. And he was like, and there's probably going to be about 3 to 5 of them pull up tonight, like show up tonight and stuff. And we're like, oh, okay. Again,
another surprise.
Great. Thanks, man. Which, I mean, at that point, like, I appreciate the heads up at least, kind of. But, yeah, it ended up being 4 dudes and one of their sons, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, for the most part, all, you know, kind of quirky dudes. They're all they're all ex-military and stuff like that.
Yeah, ex-military group that comes every year. Which, like, yeah. After this experience, I won't be back personally.
No, but I mean,
unless there's like a RAM that they have that's like a good deal, and I need like. I know there's like a Texas Exotic like bucket list. Like, that's the only reason I see myself going back there.
Well, and you know, like, yeah, and for us, you know, I mean, it's also, you know, a good drive, but it's one of those things that, like, you know, they I will say this, they are super chill, they're super relaxed, which you know, might not necessarily be the best thing, but if you're going there more for the just the camaraderie with 15 other guys that you only see once a year,
if you have your 15 guys, because I think what they say it takes 10 to book out the room,
something like that, yeah.
So I mean, if you got more than that, and y'all are all going, like, you know, family get together or something like that, sure, this place is probably pretty worth it. But
yeah,
if you're like a small group of guys, or you like a solo hunter. Just
well,
be prepared.
I mean, that too, but it's also like if you're strictly going there and you're like, I don't really even want to talk to anybody. Like, I don't really want to do anything. Like, I just want to like get my hunting out of the way and then I want to go home. Like, if that's what you're there for, don't go. If you're gonna go and like spend time and you're there to hang out with your people, and then you also kind of get to do something to fill some time and, you know, have some, you know, kind of planned fun or whatever, then like, yeah, sure. I get why, you know, people do that and stuff, which, you know, doesn't necessarily make sense to everybody, but, you know, some people it does and it's all good. But yeah, so we try to think, anything like super significant happened? We just kind of went ahead and got packed up. Oh, I woke
them showing up and one of them being super weird as the night progressed, but
yeah,
I don't think we need to get into all that.
let's not. I woke up to the sound of just like bang, bang, bang. I'm like, what is this noise? Well, it turns out it, and then it stops. And I was like, what the heck? Well, it turns out it was Micah smacking my gun case closed. Those latches are just super loud, whatever reason. Yeah. So, because you and Jackson had woken up, you know, pretty early on.
Well before everybody, and we had half the truck packed.
Yeah, I mean, we were, like, we'd said, like, okay, like, let's get up at 7 so we can make sure to be out of here by 8 or whatever. Well, I woke up, I was just, because, like, I know y'all get up easier and stuff, and so I was like, y'all wake me up. Well, I wake up, I look at my watch, and it's like, 7:40. It's still dark in the room. You know, nobody's gotten me up. So I was like, okay, I'll just go back to sleep. So I slept another, like, I think like 10 or 15 minutes, and then that happened. So it wasn't too big of a deal, but we went ahead and got everything finished loading up, and grabbed our stuff, threw them in the cooler on the way out, and hit the road northeastbound and with the hammer down. We were headed to College Station. Blake was nice enough to book an Airbnb for Friday night. So we drove to College Station. Maybe we made a couple, one or two stops, I think. But we stopped at Bucky's in Bastrop, which was kind of cool to reminisce.
Shout out. That's what we should have. After you sent me that. Now, that Bastrop party that you sent me.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
They went.
Oh, yeah.
They probably spent, all the stuff that they shot, close to $30,000.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we could have done it like them, but.
We couldn't do it like them. I guarantee that. But, hindsight's 2020. I should have just hit up Bryce and was like, hey, I got a little bachelor party. We're all wanting to shoot something. Doesn't have to be the biggest, baddest. Can you throw me a package deal together? What are we looking like? He'd have probably done something you and me went, and then I went a year later with Maddie, so this would be my third time returning to him. He'd probably thrown me something together, but I don't know why I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Next time.
Next marriage.
Right. maybe we'll just do it as like a once again a bachelor, like once you if y'all like happen to get divorced or whatever, you know what I'm talking about? Like you're a bachelor now, but like you're getting married and like after you, I don't know. Hopefully we don't have to do that. Hopefully we can just go down there. But
yeah, we'll just go down there.
They did Triple Play posted a pretty banger reel on Instagram that I think I saw that. I did. I saw Friday night and I was like, and you just texted me back and were like, rip.
Yeah.
It was a couple of, so one of the funny things that was just like an ongoing joke from basically the time we left Lubbock to literally we pulled back in your driveway was, what did I say?
Lubbock.
Oh, I'm in Denton. My bad. So my truck has adjustable air ride. It's not suspension. It's like the air ride levels. And apparently my shocks in the back are absolutely blown.
They're gone.
Absolutely blown. Plus having that crazy heavy cooler on the back of it didn't help at all. And the bed was completely loaded down. So I had a ton, there was a ton of weight back there and apparently my shocks are blown. And so the whole time, going and coming, there were some patches in there, here and there, whatever, that weren't too bad, but the whole time was just bounce, bounce, wah, wah, wah. And it was sending Jackson's head into the roof.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, and then, long story short, skipping ahead because we're already talking about it. So they're, me and you, I drove pretty much the whole time and you were shotgun and they were in the back. And we're bouncing up front too, but they're complaining all about this stuff and whatever. And man, I can't even get a good nap in. Everybody, that 10 minutes, I just slam my head against the window, whatever. Well, we're leaving College Station on Saturday, or we get down the road a little bit. And I'm like, man, I'm so tired. And so I hop in the back and Jackson drives. We get about 5 minutes down the road and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is way worse. this is so much worse than the front. And Jackson goes, I know, and I'm loving it right now because it was so bad. I am so sorry, guys. I promise you, I had no idea. If I would have known, I could have done something about it beforehand. I just didn't know it was a problem. So going back to, we stopped at Bucky's and Bastrop and then made it into College Station. We stopped at HEB, grabbed a couple brews to kind of pregame, went back to the house. And it was one of those deals where y'all were all like, oh, I'm going to take a nap, you're just going to rest and blah, 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 blah. But then y'all were also like, oh, I want to be at the Chicken by 5:30 to watch the baseball game. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I take a shower and stuff. I'm watching 21 Jump Street, just kind of chilling. I get out of the shower and then it's like, all right, let's go ahead and go and whatever. Okay. So we Uber over there and You know, we get food and get shot and whatever. I don't know,
yeah,
but
I
that
did
was
not eat the flour.
That was garbage. That dude, that flour
made, I didn't even
that
put
was,
it in my mouth.
That was trash. I ate it. I did the whole thing. And it was trash. It like made my mouth fuzzy, it felt like. It was so gross. I hated that for sure. And then so we're like, okay, it's late, and you know, we're like, the original idea was just like Uber home.
Yeah.
But then we were like, no, dude, let's get these like basically bird scooters, but they're electric bikes. Yeah. Like, let's get these. Well, they're basically, they are scooters, but you kind of, you
yeah,
sit on them.
Sit on the scooter.
And so we're like, okay, let's get these. And of course, I'd never heard of them. I don't have an app. I don't have an account. So I got to like log in, remember my Apple ID, download the app, add my credit card, like do all this crap. And Blake gets his off in like 2 minutes. And we're like, okay, cool. And so I finally get mine off. I have no idea how. You're struggling with yours. Blake's struggling, or Jackson's struggling with his. I was on my third different bike. I finally got it to happen, and I have no idea what it did, which was unfortunate because it wasn't like I could like go and like help you or Jackson. I was just like, I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, so mine, so I would get all the way into being totally fine, double click to pay on my Apple, and my card would decline. And I'm like, what is going on? I was like, I will pull this card up right now and show the manager that I have. But like, obviously nobody's there. But like, that was my mindset.
Right.
I was like, this card has so much available credit.
Well, and that's what, you know, like that's what mine said, because like I put it on my card, right? And like I got like a notification from Discover that was like, hey, your card's been approved for Vero or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
If it gets declined, like text help to this number or something like that. So it seemed like it was one of those things that like happens pretty frequently or whatever. So luckily I got on and everything, and then so come to find out later on, Jackson had been blacked out for about 30 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
And so he just got super frustrated, which is understandable because I was getting frustrated. And he ended up basically, like, this thing's cable locked to the bike rack, and he ends up just picking this thing off the ground and just slamming it on the ground.
Yeah.
And then these three bicycle cops pull up, and they're like, yeah, hey, man, blah, 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 whatever. And Jackson's just staring at him. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, is he going to hit a cop? What's about to happen? And luckily, like, the whole thing got de-escalated and everything was fine.
Well,
and
the sort of de-escalated that was it. Like, I was there, like, standing, like, I was at a respectable, like, 8 feet. I was like, I'm not getting too close because I don't want him to think of me as a threat.
Sure.
And then he looked at me and he was like, is this your friend? And I was like, yep, Uber is literally right there. We are leaving. And he was like, okay, then you're good to go. And
yeah,
I was like, thank the Lord.
Yeah, that was pretty clutch. But so, yeah, so that was, yeah, that was like right about 2 a.m. And
yeah, bar closed, yeah.
And so me and Blake were just like, all right, well, we'll see y'all back at the house. We're just going to ride these bikes over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we, you know, that's the plan. And so we're, I don't.
Yeah, it's like 2:15. So me and Jackson Ubered, right? So it's like 2:15. I get Jackson inside, make sure he's good, set him down. Then I was like, oh, there's absolutely no sense in me locking the door. I'd kind of forgot that it did the auto lock deal. I was like, there's no sense in me locking the door. They're 10 minutes behind me. I'm going to bed. No big deal.
Ooh.
Not at all the case.
So, honestly, what I need to do is I need to go back and look on my, like, my watch, my tracking to see, like, how messed up our, yeah, that would be really funny. To see all of it. But basically, from where we were like on the north end by like the Dixie Chicken and the bars and all that stuff on Northgate. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So we're up there, and we ended up, you know, down by Kyle Field, and then there's a pond down there with just like a big like recreational area and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we end up down there, And we're just like chilling in these rocking chairs for like 30 minutes. It probably wasn't that long, but we're just chilling in these rocking chairs. And it's like, you know, I don't know, 2:30 in the morning or something. And I really got to pee. And so I just peed right in that pond. And so, funny enough, and like it's starting to catch up with me. And so, like, basically from the time we left, I got increasingly more drunk until we got in the Uber later and got to the house. But so I peed in that pond and I posted it on my like private Snapchat story, which is like, there's like 15 people on it. And Sarah saw it the next day and she was like, that's crazy. Cause she knows multiple people who got arrested in college for that exact same thing. And like in way more of like a secluded corner, whatever. And I was like, oh, very cool. Glad that didn't happen. But so we're there, we like go through the tunnel and we're driving around and going over here and going over there. And, I don't even remember where all we go, whatever. And at some point we're on, is it George Bush? Whatever that big highway is. Bush something. It's George Bush, I think. Like, it's like that big street.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it's the middle of the night or whatever. And so we're just like, we're in the two lanes. We're just driving down the middle of the road. And out of nowhere, these two, they are cars, but they're like the three wheelers where they got the two in the front and the one in the back, like the slingshot or whatever.
Slingshots.
Yeah, something like that. And they just come out of nowhere and Blake's like, car. And I was like, oh my God. So I like got over in the bike lane. And those things just fly by. And I was like, that could have been so bad. And then he's like, hey, I know a shortcut. So we go down this like street or whatever. And hold on, you're going to have to give me. Okay, let's hop back into this. So I pissed in the pond. And then we end up just driving around for, I don't know, however much longer, a while. And he's like, oh, I took a class in that building. My buddy Joe had a class in that building. I'm like, this is so sick. I don't care. And just like, I understand.
Can we go home now?
No, I was having a blast. I just didn't give a shit about any of the fun, like, little tidbits he was giving me. Like, in that aspect, just because, like, I don't know who any of these people are. I don't, like, none of this makes any sense to me. But at the same time, like, if it was flopped and I was doing that for somebody who'd never been there, I'd have done would have done the same thing. And let's see. Oh, so I was, I don't think he has a video of it anywhere, but I kept, like, basically laying down to where, like, putting, like, basically my stomach on the seat and then sticking my legs straight out behind me. I don't know. It was really funny. I'm glad I didn't wreck. We almost wrecked a couple of times, just like you know, cutting corners and whatever. And then it was after we'd almost got hit by the car and everything. And he's like, oh, I know a shortcut. Okay, so we like start cutting through this neighborhood, and this like his scooter just starts to go out. Like, he's like, I don't got no power, it's dying, whatever. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm gonna call an Uber. I'm like, no dude, I still got two of my four or three bars or whatever. I was like, just park it there, hop on mine, and the house is right there. And he was like, no, he's like, oh, we're just outside of like the zone, like we just can't ride it any further. So we like turn around and go back to the street. We're going down the street, and then basically the same thing. And he's like, okay, let's just park it here. And so I basically, you know that picture of me laying on the ground underneath the scooter? Mm-hmm. So what happened with that was I was trying to put my kickstand out. Like, I was like standing right at the edge of the grass and it was like kind of banked back behind me, and I was trying to put my kickstand down, but I didn't realize it was like a dual kickstand. I thought it was like one and then the bike leaned over a little bit. No, it was two, where it like, you know, it was like two pegs and then like you have to pick up the back. And so I ended up just like getting my foot caught up in it, and so I just had to just like flop on the ground with it. But it was just a really funny moment where I was like, I'm on the ground, there's a scooter on top of me, and Blake, take a picture. And he was like, got it, let's go. And so we were gonna park him there and just walk, but what ended up happening was they have outsmarted us. So to cut down on just scooters being strewn everywhere across the city, you can only leave them in designated parking areas. So I found one, finally. His was letting him like park over there where we were, but mine wasn't. And then I found a spot, kind of off this parking lot that it was like, park it here. And I was like, awesome. And then he was like, I got to go right up here and park mine. Okay. Well, that was the second to last time I saw Blake that night. He like left. I will say, I'll leave that part out. But so he like goes way, way, way down there, and I end up seeing like this, the security guard comes by, and I'm over by like some parked cars. And so I like duck underneath this car or whatever. And I'm like trying to get Blake on the phone, and I'm like, hey, where are you at? He's like, oh, I'm over by this building. I'm like, that is so not helpful. Send me a pin, damn it. And you know, because it's like, yeah, because I know where the Scientology building or whatever it is. Right. It, like, I know. And so I'm like sending him my location. He's like, I sent it to you. I'm like, I ain't got nothing on my end. This whole long back and forth. And then the sheriff pulls by and I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, I'm going to crawl underneath this car. And I like lay on the ground. I was like, ah, there's no shot I'm fitting under this car. It was like a Honda Civic or something. I was like, no shot. Uh-uh. And so luckily I didn't get like seen or anything, but, so I walk back out to the main street and I'm literally like standing on the corner, and it's one of those ones where there's like a yield right turn lane between me and the sidewalk. It's like, I'm just out standing here by myself. Like I'm exposed wise, basically in the middle of the road. And I'm just standing there. He's like, I'm coming. And I'm on the phone with him, and he's like, I got an Uber. They're about to pull up and pick me up, and we'll come get you. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, if your Uber's a minivan, it just passed me. And he's like, oh, my phone's about to die, whatever. Well, at this point, my phone's on like 6%. So I'm like, oh, my God. And so I'm like, I'm going to die out here. He left me out here to rot. And then the same minivan comes pulling back up towards me with their hazards on. And I just, the door opens up. I just hop in. I hopped in and we were like halfway down the street before I looked up. I was like, okay, yeah, that's Blake. I could have like basically kidnapped myself at that point. But super, super nice lady. Why? Like she was like probably in her 60s. Why she was Ubering at like 4:30 in the morning, I have no idea. Didn't make any sense to me, but.
Early riser.
I guess. I don't know. But we get back to the house. Luckily, Blake had the code. I mean, I did too, but luckily, Blake knew the code or whatever. We get back. We go in. He didn't, but I grabbed a beer out of the fridge. And then we immediately went in there and started messing with you. Just, like, right off the rip. Like, the door hadn't even been shut good, and we're already messing with you. We're, like, waking you up and, like, being like, Micah, here's a beer, blah, 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 and this and that, and da-da-da, and just a whole bunch of nonsense and just being loud and being drunk at 4:30 in the morning and just the lights on. And I don't know if you remember, but but every time we walked out of your room, you were like, hey, turn the light off, and I just kept on walking. Every single time. I heard you every time, and I was like,
honestly, I don't remember waking up but once.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, I don't know how many times you woke me up, but I don't remember.
Like three or four, maybe. And then we went in there, and we were trying to mess with Jackson, but he's just, like, laying in his bed. Like, we double-checked, but he was breathing and everything, but, I mean, he was laying there like a corpse, basically, just, like, his head slightly tilted back. No movement, like his hands down by his side, like I mean, just done. And so we're in there, we're like shaking him and trying to get him up and stuff, like kind of smacking him on the face and stuff. And then after probably 2 minutes of this, Blake's in like in there, like he's like smacking his shoulder and like shaking the bed and stuff. He's like, Jackson, get up! And, like screaming. And I'm just dying laughing because I'm like, we're going to get the cops called on this for sure. And nothing ever happens. I'm like, okay, sick. And then we go back in there and mess with you. And then we go back to Blake's room and just bounced around and just a whole bunch of nonsense. And then I finished my beer and went to bed. And then we were supposed to be out of the Airbnb by 10. Well, when I woke
up at 10:30.
Yeah, when I woke up at like 10:30 something, I was like, man, that's not good. So
I woke up at 10:30 and I was like, dang, we're going to be out of thing in 30 minutes. I just figured like all Airbnbs was 11 o'clock.
Right, across the board. And that's what, luckily, the guy, he actually let us check in a little bit early. He was super cool. Blake was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I got it mixed up. I thought we had to be out by 11. We're running behind. And he was like, no worries, not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And so we left there, loaded up, and we went to the original lanes. And at this point, you've been basically... You good?
Yeah.
At this point, you've been basically puking your guts out.
Yeah.
For a couple hours.
It was weird. So, like, first off, I've never thrown up the day after. Ever. I've never drank to the point where I've thrown up the day after. And I've drank a lot before.
Right. I mean,
more than I would ever like to ever admit.
Yeah.
And so I've never thrown up the day after, and I wasn't throwing up like food or anything from the alcohol. Like, yeah, sure, I was hungover, but I was like, I've been a lot worse than this. Like, when I wasn't throwing up, I was like, honestly, I'm kind of fine. I just don't want to eat because I know if I do eat, it's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
for
I was
sure.
throwing up straight. Stomach, I think it's bile or however
yeah,
you
just
say it.
Stomach acid, basically.
Yeah, well, it's a little different.
Is it?
Yeah, it's different than stomach acid. I don't know, something the stomach produces, and like pretty much like if your body produces it for like more than like 3 days or more than 2 days, like you need to go to the hospital.
Oh,
but you can produce it from alcohol consumption. But I was like, I was starting to get worried because I was like, I've never puked up just like straight bile before. And it looks like it tastes terrible, first off. But when throw it up, it just like it has the consistency and look of frying oil, like canola oil.
Ugh, good Lord.
It's like throwing up oil.
That's disgusting.
It's gross.
Well, and the thing that was weird was it, again, like you said, like it didn't. You know, it didn't seem like you were, like, just crazy hungover or anything like that. Like
if I wasn't throwing up, I was like,
felt crummy.
Fine.
Yeah. You felt like you drank a bunch the night before, but you're fine.
Yeah.
Just
the throwing. Yeah, that was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything like that. And
hopefully you never do again.
That was weird.
And, like, don't get me wrong, there was a bunch of things we did wrong in our drinking process yesterday. We started with beer before we actually started drinking. Like, we like had a couple beers and then went and ate a ton of greasy food, way over eight, and then drank more beer on top of it and a bunch more beer, and then went into liquors and then back to beers, and it was just a mess. We just threw all the rules out the window, and ironically, Jackson was the best off after Saturday morning, but, you know, I felt fine. I felt like I drank a bunch and got not a lot of sleep, but besides that, like, I felt fine. I wasn't super hungry, though, but we go to the original lanes, and I was like, you know, I was like, I'm going to get food because I know I could use the food. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to eat. You know, I know it's going to make me feel better and everything. Awesome. Well, so I really don't eat that much. I eat like probably half my food maybe. And then we're leaving there. And I literally back out of the park, or back out of my parking spot. And I get
to the...
Yeah,
I stay in the truck this entire time.
Yeah, you're just in the truck like a trash bag.
Well, like y'all were like packing up and I went inside and I ripped a Hershey's cord on the toilet and went back to the truck and I was like, all right, maybe it's coming out the other end now. Maybe we're done with all that. I'd already thrown up from... You know, the time we actually woke up to the time we got to lanes was probably only an hour, hour and a half.
Probably an hour,
difference.
yeah.
I had already thrown up like four or five different times, just
Yeah.
straight stomach bile, nothing
And
but it.
that's the thing. It was like, you know, you weren't just like, it wasn't a lot. It was just like here and
Just,
there. You're just kind of like
yeah.
spitting it up, and it was weird. But
Yeah.
we were literally not out of that lane's parking lot. And
I'm like, yeah, I'd say like pull over.
And
Pull
so
in here.
you're like just stop here. And so I stop, and you're already like, you're yakking, and it's one of those deals where I'm like, 'cause like one of the guys at the lodge the night the couple night the no the night before,
Oh
like he
yeah.
threw up a bunch or whatever, and like it
He
wasn't
was
that big of a
blowing
deal.
chunks of food.
I don't necessarily have the strongest stomach. It depends
Yeah.
on what it is. I can definitely be a sympathetic puker. Smells don't necessarily get me, but it's once like I start really thinking about it and stuff like that. Like I get in my head and I trick myself out.
Seeing it, hearing it, thinking about it
Specific,
just
yes.
sends you.
Specifically, hearing it's not the worst. I don't know what's the worst. I'm not even gonna try to rank those. But yes, combined, like I'm driving, you're sitting shotgun. Probably worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And so, like you do it, and I park, and I just like as it's happening, I'm just starting to feel myself get sick. And so I just put the truck in park, go ahead and undo my seatbelt. I hit the unlock button, and as my feet hit the concrete, I was like, "Here we go." And
Whoa.
dude, I threw up nothing but everything I just ate. That's all I threw up. That was it. And I was like, awesome, great. So I just paid $11 for literally nothing.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, okay, we're good. I'm fine. Like, but, you know, and
Yeah, and
then go ahead.
it was weird. We got on the road and Jackson got us some Pedialyte, and like I would
Yeah.
take a drink of that, but then the next time I threw up, it was
Just
Pedialyte
that.
first and then stomach
Yeah.
bile. It was like I cannot keep anything down.
No. And so like we get I want to say I drove like an hour that morning.
Yeah, about.
And so like, you know, 30 minutes into it or whatever, I'm like, where are my AirPods? Where are my AirPods? 'Cause you're yakking, and I'm like,
Yeah, man,
I was like, I
I
got to
found
get.
like three Walmart sacks or whatever they were at the Airbnb, and I was like, all right,
Yeah,
yeah, that should
that
be
was
enough.
clutch. But I was like, I got to get something to where I can't at least hear it. I was like, I can, you know, kind of visor myself or whatever, but I was like, if I'm just sitting here driving and I can hear it, 'cause like hopefully I'll be okay, but I don't, that's not something I want to test right now. Okay. So like we're driving on the highway. And so at one point Jackson's like putting headphones on me and stuff. And then it's a mess. Like you're done. So I'm like, here you go. And then he gives them back to me, 'cause you're doing it again. Like the earpiece fell off and they're not, there's no music playing. And so I can still hear it. And I'm like yelling at Jackson, and the whole thing's just a cluster. And I don't know, probably, I think I drove about an hour, maybe a little less. And I'm just like, man, I'm so tired. Like, I don't know how much further I can drive, but I was like, Jackson's already been super upfront. Like, hey, I feel totally fine. Like, if you want me to drive, whatever, just let me know. I look at my maps and we're like a mile from the town. And I'm like, hey, Jackson, how you feeling? He's like, I feel great. I'm like, you okay to drive for a little bit? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, awesome. I like pull over in this square. He jumps. We swap places. I'm in the back seat. I got his pillow, that nice cooled pillow. Ooh. And he just basically peels out. And then I slept a little bit, and that's when the truck got real bumpy and stuff. But it just kind of cruised all the way back to Denton. And
Cruise my butt. That boy was going. He ain't driving my truck, that's for sure.
yeah, he was booking it.
On his phone,
Yeah.
Snapchatting.
Well, he after the fact he told me he was like, you know, it took me like 10, 15 minutes to get kind of comfortable with like the big truck and stuff. But he's like, once I was comfortable with it, he's like, it's just like my car. I was like, no, it's not.
No, it's
It's
not.
nothing like your car.
No, it's nothing like that little car.
If the only thing that's the same is they're the same parent companies. They're both
Yeah.
Rams. That's it. Those are the only things. But yeah, and then we didn't get to encounter it very much, but apparently it poured up here up north all
Yeah.
weekend, like pretty much like the entire time we were gone.
Good weekend to be gone.
Yeah. And So we're coming into, I don't know where, but it starts dumping on us like south of Fort Worth, and it literally doesn't stop raining. It let up a little bit, like at your house, a little bit. And then we got all that taken care of. Like, it wasn't just absolute dumping. It was raining good. And then when I dropped Blake off, it had let up a little more. Like, we still got wet and stuff. And then when I was bringing my stuff in, it had pretty much stopped, which was super nice. But it was a fun trip. It was a lot of miles in a short amount of time, but a whole lot of memories, a whole lot of tomfoolery.
Oh yeah.
And
no doubt about that.
And I wouldn't change much about it. And it was pretty great.
That's one other thing I will say about the ranch is, like, yeah, you, for a discount ram hunt, $350 for the animal, two nights of lodging, and all that. Like, once you combine all that, you really start to think, like, oh,
it's a pretty decent deal.
Yeah, this really isn't a bad deal at all. And like they said, it's all, when you're old and on your deathbed, all you have is memories. So it's like $350 didn't put anybody out.
No.
And we made a bunch of memories.
Oh, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun weekend.
Which it was kind of funny. I had a giant brain fart last night. I was like looking at, like, because I knew what I spent, like, at the actual ranch. I knew what I spent and I knew what it should have been. And I'm trying to figure out, there's $10. I paid basically $10 more than what I should have. And I'm like, I can't figure out why. I'm doing the math. I've done it like four times. Sarah's done the math. And she goes, and I was like, well, I paid this there, da da da. And she's like, you paid that in cash? And I was like, oh no, I used credit card. I was like, it's definitely the credit card fee.
3%. Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, no, that 100% checks out. Yep, there's my $10. So
yeah.
But yeah, I spent like 20 minutes on it and I just like couldn't figure it out. I was like, I can't tell if I'm doing this math wrong or if it's what it is.
Yeah.
But that was really funny.
That is funny.
But yeah, it was
we might have to split this bad boy up into part one and part two.
It's under 2 hours for right now. But yeah, so Saturday, so like I get home and I do absolutely nothing. Like nada. Somebody of mine were hanging out at like Nate's house and stuff. They're like, you gonna come out? And I was like, probably not. Sarah had to work that night, and so I just kind of hung out and did nothing. And then Sunday, Sarah's mom wanted to go to the Irish pub here for St. Patrick's Day, and so I was like, yeah, sure. Well, I got up and I basically had the same issues you were having on Saturday on Sunday, but the other end. And for whatever reason. And so I don't know if we got drugged or if we got some kind of bug or I don't know what the deal was, but it was just super, super weird. It was almost the exact same as you, but switched around.
At the booty hole.
That's right. And so we get to the pub and we get upstairs and stuff and it's crazy loud and I'm still trying to basically decompress from that whole trip and everything. And it's hot and I'm sweating and I have my green beer. We took a picture. I was there and I was like, we've been here an hour. I'm done. I'm so done with this place. And we got back and it just, I don't know, but it was fun. Just sat around most of Sunday, ran some errands, but that was pretty much it. Yeah. So, all in all, it was really good Wednesday to Tuesday. Literally the last 7 days have been, except for yesterday and today, which I had to work, but it's pretty sweet. It was a good time, and I'm glad that the people we went with and the people we encountered and stuff, I think it does nothing but add to the story and in one way or another, so worth it.
No doubt.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
No doubt. All right, well, it's 9:30 and I still got a few more chores to do before I hit the hay, so.
Yep, sounds good. I'm going to go ahead and start on this thing.
Heck yeah.
All righty. Well, we will we'll chirp at you next week, and thanks for listening.
Adios.
Peace.